Trent, thanks so much for the time. What's been working for you to find this sort of success at this level, at this age, as only a freshman?
So pretty much I've just been keeping the mileage low, trying to not get injured, so like for the rest of my high school career, I can still run healthy.
There you go. How do you feel like you've been able to do that? And what's kind of been the recipe for success for you in terms of your strategy or what's really been working for you?
For my success, I think it's like important for me to just stretch, make sure I don't get injured, do your normal things like warm up, because if you just start running, you're probably just going to get injured.
I want to go back to that Whitney Point event because you finished first at that race, helping your team finish in first place as well. What worked for you there? What helped you to have a first place finish at that course out there?
If we're talking the second race at Whitney Point we had this season, so that race was pretty fun because as a group, we all went out pretty slow, and we were just going to hammer the last mile. So the first 2 miles, we just like took it chill. We had like a pack of, I don't know, maybe 10 people, and we just went out, and then the last mile, we all just sped up and then did like 5K pace for the last mile, and yeah, we still got 1 through 5 as a team, which was great.
Definitely. And what was the strategy at the Baldwinsville Invitational? Like I said before we came on the air here, that's always a really competitive race. So for you to have a third place finish at the Baldwinsville Invitational, what was your strategy and how did you execute it?
So at first I was trying to get out, not get caught up behind anybody, and just stay in contact with people. So that kind of didn't really work out for me. So I was kind of by myself in the woods during that race. So it was kind of a time trial, but if I could have done anything different, I would have tried to stick with the people and like would have made more contact with them. But yeah.
Why do you think you've been able to find this sort of early success as a freshman?
Probably because I enjoy running and I've made it a routine in my like day, and like it's a healthy thing, and yeah, pretty much.
How much time have you put in to train or prepare, maybe even during the off season and not during the cross country season?
Time? I don't really know a number, but like probably like each day, probably like an hour or two during the summer. And yeah, practice now is like 2 hours a day. So yeah.
That's awesome. You know, obviously cross country is such a unique sport in the sense that it's obviously individually driven, but at the same time, there's certainly a team aspect to that. How are you able to balance that, knowing that you're having these really strong finishes at the front of the pack, but at the same time, you're also helping your team find success to maybe finish first as a program?
Yeah, I like it that because that's the fun part about cross country because it's a team sport. So, like, as a team, we just, like, strategize before the races and discuss, like, what our goals are, and we tell, like, 5 should probably stick with 4, and 3 should try to stick with 3. And just as a group, run together and run as hard as you can to finish the race.
You said that word goals, and I want to stick on that for just a second. Not necessarily race by race goals, but from a team perspective, what's one of the overall or some of the overall goals that the Bobcats have set for this season?
The main goal is to go to states. I think there's just like one team that we have an eye on. I'm not pretty sure what it is, but we're trying to stay in close contact, like time-wise, with them, and yeah, try to push our runners so we can stay with them and beat them at, I don't know,
sectionals for sure. What kind of individual goals have you set for yourself? Is it to make, you know, states and everything like that? Is it maybe a PR? Like, what sort of individual goals have you set for yourself this season?
I haven't really set that many goals for any of the season. The main goal is just to not get injured so I can run like indoor and outdoor this year. And other goals wise, probably to win all of the league meets, or not league meets, just like the dual meets and stuff, and finish top at invitationals. And yeah, those are probably just the goals that I got this year.
Nice. You know, Lansing has always had some really good cross-country teams and track and field teams. Why do you think that is? What's made Lansing so good and so competitive when it comes to cross-country or track and field year after year?
There's a good atmosphere around it, like good people. And the coach that we have had was, like, really, really, really good. And she, like, was dedicated and gave us all the good stuff to help us succeed in races.
That's awesome. Well, Trent, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here to wrap things up, which is called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we give you five completely random questions so that I get to know you a little bit more, the listeners get to know you a little bit more, and we like to have a little bit of fun with this. If you're ready for it, we'll go right to it, okay?
Okay.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. What is your most prized possession?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question. Probably, if we're thinking running-wise, probably a winning Boilermaker medal.
That's a big deal. That's impressive. That's great. All right, second question for you. What is a hidden talent that you have?
Oh, golf. Golf is like my favorite. Nah, I don't want to say my favorite sport, but like I really like golfing. So
how good are you? You're a lot better than me, I hope.
Yeah, like 9 holes, I shoot like low 40s.
Oh my gosh, teach me how to do it. My goodness. Yeah. Third question for you. After a really long day of training or a really long meet, whatever it may be, what is the one thing you love to eat? The one thing you love to chow down on? Your favorite food after a really tough day out there?
Usually after I run, I'm not that hungry, so I'll just have like a banana or something. But like something that I really like to eat, I like eating dark chocolate. That's something.
That's awesome. I like. Funny enough, our other athlete of the week said the same exact thing. Big dark chocolate fan. That's funny. Huh. Fourth question for you. If somebody gave you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
Honestly, probably put it in retirement for myself. I can retire earlier.
Already thinking ahead, ready to get that golf game going when you're retired. I like it. Yeah. Final and fifth question for you, Trent. What is your go-to favorite flavor of ice cream?
Probably mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, good choice. Good choice. Well, Trent, it's been an awesome season for you. Obviously, you know, for you and the team, and we can't wait to see how the rest of the season unfolds for you. Thanks so much for stopping by for a couple of minutes, and congratulations for being our athlete of the week.
Thank you.